Sometimes I feel the schools around us are the world's greatest example of the legend of the emperor's new clothes. Year after year, they carry on, calling themselves purveyors of knowledge, providers of education. When all else fails, money is applied as a plaster to heal the wounds. But it hardly makes a difference. Children will learn what they will learn, when they want and how they want, our best efforts notwithstanding. At Sudbury Valley, I see this truth in action all the time. I never have been able to unlock the secret of how they really do it. As a school, we don't make believe we know what we don't know. Our role is to stand by while the children, each and every one, choose their own varied paths. We help when asked. We stand aside when not asked. And what variety we find in those beautiful minds of theirs. Piaget, eat your heart out. Stages of learning? Universal steps in comprehension? General patterns in the acquisition of knowledge? Nonsense. No two kids ever take the same path. Few are even remotely similar. Each child is so unique, so exceptional, we watch in awe and are humbled. The kids are all learning all the time. Life is their greatest teacher. The BAs and MAs and PhDs on the staff are minor actors. The kids use other kids, books, instruments, and adults as they see fit. Their chief tool is their curiosity, which drives them to find, to master, to understand. They learn to see the world because they look and they are in it. They do not sit boxed in rooms all day. They learn to relate to people because they are with people of all ages all day. They learn to solve problems because they have to. The buck stops here, said the sign on President Truman's desk, and here is each student's own place. There is no one else to bail them out.